Stoyde Terrain Bacher Yossi Dupin.
Coming up to Shana Rabba now. Come to Shana Rabba, and it's well known, and the Zohar brings it down, that some sort of new Yom HaDin happening in Shana Rabba. New Gezeirah is happening. It's another Yom HaDin going on in Shana Rabba. The Kasha is what's going on here. We just had Yom Kippur not so long ago, so we just had a Yom HaDin. Hashem put the seal on already, so what's Peshah? We're having another Yom HaDin now in Sukkos. Another Yom HaDin now in the middle of Sukkos here. What's Peshah in Shana Rabba? The whole Yom HaDin, what's going on with it? So that's the cash we're going to deal with today. It's going to put that on hold for a few minutes. It's going to come to the end. So just in order to understand what Peshah and Shana Rabba is in the middle of Sukkah, it's just going to get a bit clear what Sukkah itself is. So the Torah's famous cash, that the Maisa, we celebrate Sukkah Zichel and Ananiah Kovod. And the cash is that Ananiah Kovod happened Tesvav Nissan, when Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim. So what's Peshat? We're celebrating Sukkot, which is Zichel Ananiah Kovod, which happened Tesvav Nissan. Why are we making Sukkot in Tesvav Tishrei for something that happened Tesvav Nissan? That's the Torah's kasha. And so the Torah answers himself, and he says that if we would celebrate Sukkot on Tesvav Nissan, when it Lemaisa happened, and the Olam was not claiming that we're not doing it for the proper mitzvah. We're doing it because it's nice weather. It's summertime, we're doing it for nice weather. So we don't want to make Sukkos in Nisan because the Olam will say we're doing it for nice weather. So that's why we make it middle of the winter now. That's why we do Sukkos now. It's not shaykh to do it in the middle of summer because the Olam will think we're doing it for the wrong reasons. But it's a bit shver out there because Lemaisa, it's not one of those mitzvahs which is Pesumi Nisa. Only Chanukah, Purim, Chanukah, another one, mine's gone a little bit. Only those of Pesumi Nisa, whatever the other one is. But the Maisa, there's no Pesumi Nisa, the Gabi Sukkah. The Gabi Sukkah is no Indian Pesumi Nisa, so who cares what people are going to start thinking what I'm doing the mitzvah for? The Maisa, as long as I'm doing the mitzvah myself for the Shem Sukkah, so who cares that I'm doing this in the summer? If I'm thinking myself that I'm doing it for the right reasons. So that's the big shverkai on the Torah. Going to come to that as well later on. Then there's the good answers to the kasha. Why are we celebrating Sukkot in Tishri, even though it happened in Sukkot? So the good answer is that it's not because I was celebrating the Ananiah Kovod in the Habit when Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim. Basically, we had the Ananiah Kovod when Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim. Then we did the Chet Hegel, and Hashem took away the Ananiah Kovod. And then Tesvav Tishri, where Moshe down to Hashem, and Tesvav Tishri, Hashem brought the Ananiah Kovod back, and the return of the Ananiah Kovod on the second time around, that's the celebration of Sukkot, on the second Ananiah Kovod. But also you can ask on that Lemaisa, if you're making a Yom Tov for the second Ananiah Kovod, why is that more important? If you're making one for the second Ananiah Kovod, you should make one as well for the first Ananiah Kovod. What's more special about the second time? I call Lemaisa the first time also, it's a proper thing there, then I got the first time around. So those are the two mahakam, the Tor and the Goin, and they both got the kashas on it, which we're going to answer later on. Just go for another couple of kashas now. There's a Gemara in Tainus that says there were three paranosim of Klal Yisrael that support, because them, Klal Yisrael was supported when Hashem took them out, when Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim. So b'schus Moshe, we got the Mon. B'schus Miriam, we got the Be'er of Maim. And B'schus Aaron, we had the Ananiah Kovod when we left Mitzrayim. Kasha is, why are we only making a Yom Tov? There were three Nisim that happened, the Mon, the Be'er, three Nisim that went on over here. So what's Peshat? Why Dafka only the Ananiah Kovod? Are we doing a whole Yom Tov out of it? Make a whole Yom Tov Sukkot out of it? The matter is the Nisim of the Mon, B'schus Moshe, the Be'er, B'schus Miriam. Why don't we make a Yom Tov for those other two nisim that happened in Mitzrayim? Just to end off with one more kasha, there's a Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah says. Gemara in the beginning of Avodah says that when Mashiach comes, Hashem's going to say, only Klai Yisrael, you, your Zeichat, get the Olam Haba. You serve me. From Mashiach came, so your Zeichat. Mashiach Nagoyim, you're not Zeichat. Misha Torach, but every Shabbos, Yeichat B'Shabbos. Whoever worked can get Olam Haba. So the Goyim are going to lose out. But Hashem's going to say to them, El Afal PK, and the Mal says, Mitzvah Kali Yeshiv Sukkah Shemal. Even though you weren't Zeichat, you never served me before Mashiach came. You never served me, but Hashem said, I'm still going to give you a one last chance. I'm going to, even after the time ready is finished, you're going to still have a mitzvah of sukkah. And miyad kol echad echad noito, they're going to go build a sukkah on the roof, and Hashem will bring a beating hot sun, and all the goyim won't be able to handle the sun, and they'll end up kicking there, and then they'll end up leaving the sukkah, and they end up losing it. They end up messing up the job. Show me in the middle of the sukkah, they end up messing it up. But it's a bit of a pelle this gemara because the ma'asim heichtesa misha only if misha torch be'ev shabbos yechub shabbos. Only if you worked, then you zeicher to get olam haba. So what's Pesach Hashem's giving you a final chance here? Of sukkah here. Once you miss the boat, you miss the boat. There's no final small mitzvah to chap onto. So what's pshanding not all? It's got a few cash now. Gonna put the whole thing together. Mitzvah Shem. Oh, so pshanding the Gemara in Tainus is why are we only make a yom tov? Why are we only make a yom tov for the Ananiah covered? The Ma'aser does other nisim of the mon and other nisim of the beir. Pshanding is because the Ananiah covered. Because when Hashem took his Amitraim, it's like a father taking his children out to a midbar 40 years. When your father takes children out of the midbar, you have to supply with the necessities. Food and water, you have to supply. And that's the mon, the food, and the bear is the water. You have to supply that. You don't feel anything, even though they're done in miraculous ways, it's not really an extra feeling of love here going on because we needed that. Because it's Hashem's responsibility to supply us with that. Mashain the Nana covered was a complete matana. We didn't need it. We could have survived with just food and water. But Hashem showed us love here, and that's the Ananiah Kavod. That's extra than the other ones, because that's a complete showing of love. That it was unnecessary, complete matan from Hashem. And that's Peshan the Gemara Tanis. That's Peshan why we only have a Yom Tov, Zichah the Ananiah Kavod, because that's the biggest sort of showing love that Hashem showed us. That's the Ananiah Kavod. And now, using that, we can answer the Gemara Avodah Zarah. That was Peshan, the was Peshan Hashem gave them a final chance of to do the mitzvah of sukkah to get Olam Haba. Lemaisa, they missed the boat. Pshat is because the goyim have a shtak time over here. They can say to Hashem that just like Hashem, you supplied your own children, Klal Yisrael, you gave them a complete matana that they didn't deserve. You gave them alcohol, they didn't deserve it. So the goyim are going to say, why are you just giving them matana of an alcohol? Give us as well matana. And sukkah, Zeich and Anakov says Hashem gave them. Hashem had to give them, they had a Kishmak Tainas, so Hashem gave them Sukkah, the small mitzvah. Aber the difference between us and Klal Yisrael is that the Goyim, between the difference between Goyim and Klal Yisrael is that the Goyim had this Sukkah, had this present from Hashem, the Sukkah. But they, Hashem gave an assignment for them, they gave the hot sun, and they couldn't cope with it, and they said, Hashem, we don't want the matan anymore. Mashing us, Klal Yisrael, we lost the Nanei Kavod. We got the Nanei Kavod. We did the Chet Hager. We lost the Nanei Kavod. But Filochi, we decided we're going to come back over here, and we're going to do Teshuvah, and that's why, and that's the difference between us and the Goyim, and that's Pshat the Goyim, why we're celebrating the second Nanei Kavod, because the whole Inyan of Sukkah is to feel Hashem's love. We're the chosen nation. We're the bonim to Hashem. So it's not shaykh to celebrate for the first time of the Nanei Kavod because the Goyim also received it. We don't feel that we're the chosen nation over here. We're the chosen people, because the Ma'aser, the Goyim also got this Matana. Only once we lose it, and we continue, and we say Hashem was sorry, and want to get it back, the second time round, that's what separates us from the Goyim. And that's what that's behind the Goyim, why the Goyim says we celebrate the second one, because it's not shy to celebrate the first one. Because the Goyim also got the only Ananiah Kavod that shows love directly to us, Klal Yisrael, is the second Anakov that we alone got, not the Goyim. And just take this a little bit further now to answer Pshat in the Torah. So the Torah answered again that if we'd celebrate Sukkot in the summer, people think we're doing it for nice weather. So So Pshat is using Pshat over here, that Pshat in Sukkos is, it's a 100% feeling that we are the children of Hashem. It's got to be a pure connection feeling that we're the bond to Hashem. So Pshat is, if we do it in the summer, the whole Ruach around, even though we're going to try and have Kavanah that we're doing it L'shem of Sukkos, but the whole, it's going to be a bit of a Ruach there, that we're doing it for nice weather, then it'll affect our feelings a little bit, even if it's 1% feeling in the back of the heart, that we're going to have that 1% feeling that we're not Pshat, we're doing Sukkah because of the whole love of Hashem. We're going to have 1% of Machshavah in the mind that it's because of the nice weather. And therefore, it's not Shaykh to make Sukkos there, because Sukkos is a 100% feeling of connection to Hashem from love from the Sukkah. And if you're going to have a 1% machshav, which is going to affect that whole feeling that you're the bottom lamokim, that we're the bottom lam to Hashem, then it's not Shaykh to make a Sukkah. And that's Shaykh Shana. Once we've established that Sukkos is a pure connection or 100% feeling that we are the children of Hashem, so that's Pshat Nishan Rabba. That since we're now the sons of Hashem, so Be'etzim, Hashem put the seal on Yom Kippur already. What the Yeshuas that you had there, you got the Yeshuas that you weren't Zoich to, you didn't get. Hashem put the seal on. But Pshat is now, once we come through a Sukkos, and Hashem, we're the sons of Hashem, 100%, we feel that 100%, Hashem's going to say, even though Be'etzim put the seal on, you got one last chance here to chaperein, get some more Yeshuas, and that's why Hashem, and that's the Maton of Yishan HaRabba, that we lost it, but since we feel that we're sons of Hashem, we're going to get it back. It's going to end with a little story that I heard from Magachi in the Mir. He brought it in before he came. I'm just going to bring it out just to bring out one Nakuda. So there's a bocha there on the trains, on the train there, he said Philadelphia. And it was the bocha sitting there, relaxed. And there was an interesting looking fellow, tattoos, long hairstyle. But Lemaisi was wearing kaplon. And the bocha there was playing what's behind this guy over here. Interesting fellow over here. Looks a nervous wreck here, going up and down the train. What's behind him? So he wanted to find out what his story was. He looked all depressed and whole nervous wreck. So he asked him, what story are you, right? And whatever, he refused to let his story out, but eventually he decided, you know, he's too much a broken person. He's gonna let out his story to this bacher. And he was saying that when he was young, maybe 20, he left home, he left his parents, he left Yiddishkeit, he went into business, very successful. And just recently everything collapsed. He went bankrupt. Everyone's left him, all the people are chasing him, left, right and centre for chovs. He's lost, he doesn't know what to do now, he's got no one to turn to. So the only people that he can turn to is his parents. Those are the only people he can help. He's got too much going on over here, he's finished. The only people who can turn to are his parents. So the boss says, so what are you worried about? Go back to your parents. He said, the problem is I'm scared. After so many years, I've rebelled against them, I'm not sure they'll set me back. So he said this interesting fellow said, I've made a deal with my parents that I'm too scared to ask them directly if I can come back, because I don't want to hear straight, direct in my face that I'm not wanted back, I feel too rejected. So I've made a deal with them, I've sent my parents a letter, and I said to them that if you want to accept me back, you should put a white ribbon, there's an oak tree by my house where the parents lived. So oak tree there. So he said he made a deal with the parents. If you're happy to take me back, you should put a white ribbon there at 4 o'clock. The white ribbon should be there. I'm coming past on the train at that time, 4 o'clock. And if you put a white ribbon there, I'll know that I'm accepted back, and I'll get off and I'll come back home. So it was managed a few minutes to go. Now I was on the train here. He said, I'm really nervous now because I'm passing the oak tree in the parents' house in a few minutes' time. I'm too nervous to look. So he said to this bocha, do you wanna look for me? The bocha's fine, so I'll look for you. Look for you on the driving, and the train's going past here. And the guy says to the bocha, "Snoo, was the white ribbon white? Was the ribbon there?" So he said, "No, the ribbon's not there." He said, "The whole tree was white." So he brought in Bayunkiver, but then want to bring out the point is that we're the same guy on that train. We're clearing, when we're down to Hashem, we're clearing, are we going to get accepted? Is Hashem going to answer me? Is he going to give me the Yeshua or not? We're clearing, is the rim going to be white? We're clearing. But we have to know that especially after Sukkot, that we're the sons of Hashem. We shouldn't have these hammies. We should know that wherever we're at, the whole tree is going to be white. Hashem's going to want to answer us straight away. And that's the Matan of Hashem, Rabbah.